Okay, it is not the end of everything we know, so don't accept that. Nice song, but it's changed. Yesterday that may have been true, but today not true. And remember, for every end, there is always a new beginning. Remember this and have hope and think positive to know that something is working to make us brighter, smarter, more intelligent, happier, compassionate, generous. It's all going to come through us. We're going to be different. We're going to be different. And my God, we deserve to be different because we've been railroaded by the dark side. We really, really have. And to the best of my ability, I'm going to make sure that they're not going to do this again. They're not going to have total control of the sun and of hell, whatever. They're not. I'm going to the best of my ability, and that they're not going to just do a blanket change in the matrix and to transfer bad karma to millions of people or billions. To the best of my ability, I'm not going to allow that to happen. So, the original soul, I just want to just go over a couple things. The original soul, I mean, this original soul is the first soul that we have when we have our first incarnation. But we also have what is called a ghost walk-in, which is there, but I'm not really sure about the ghost walk-in. It's like the ghost walk-in is... it's like a blueprint of who we are, how we have been created. And it could be a blueprint of, after our first incarnation, of who we are then. I'm not sure. I have to study that. I don't know what I'm talking about right now, but we have to go over that. But the original soul, main reason why I want to mention the original soul, can be used by people in this matrix. Keep in mind that they have their current life soul and they have a spirit, but they can use their original soul in this matrix to send disease to you, for you to have a car accident again, cancer, suicide, whatever. They can do it. Some people, these are people who are dark. These are people who are really dark / evil that does this. And they can possess you with their original soul and make you suffer. And I've helped a lot of people be set free from these individuals that sent their original soul to these individuals. So it's tough. So hang on for one sec. Oh, I'm gonna sleep good tonight. I know I'm gonna be sleep. And I'm glad I did not cancel this. I'm glad that we did this. So we're not going to talk about the ghost walk-ins, and we're not going to talk anything more about the original soul. And we're not going to talk anymore about the mind. The minds are basically entities on you to go through your bad karma. That's what the minds are. If you don't have a mind active, that is the entity to go through your bad karma, because it's not your mind. If you've got one of these mind entities that plays, that pretends to be your mind, but you do not have a mind, you're not supposed to. If you don't have one, that means that you really don't have bad karma to go through. Because the way that you can go through karma is you got to have these mind entities on you, which again, is I'm not expressing this correctly. I have to find a different name for this. And like I said, this just landed on me in the last 24 and 48 hours, and I'm still trying to digest this. And I'm tired, I'm exhausted, because they attacked me all night last night. And it was quite an amazing experience. A little bit of pain I went through, but I'm okay. So, also, purpose. Because we got to have purpose. If we don't have purpose, we die. You take a look at an old building that has been abandoned, and it's not used, it starts to basically decay, fall apart. you take a look at a building in India that's been built maybe 1,000 years ago, and it's still looking beautiful. It hasn't decayed because maybe it's for worship, it's use, it's got a purpose. It has a and because it has a purpose, every atom in that building is happy. And so if you've got an individual or you, yourself, anybody that has lost its purpose, the atoms in your physical body will become disease. And a lot of people don't understand purpose. Purpose is very loosely, immaturely used in our society. And I said, I mean immaturely, because even I didn't know the understanding of purpose. And from this perspective, I was immature. And you take a look at the whole idea of Alzheimer's. People who get Alzheimer's is because they lost their purpose. They lost their family connection. Something, they lost their purpose to help others. And they got Alzheimer's. Something went wrong. But yet dementia has nothing to really do with purpose. Well, it does. When you get dementia, you lose your purpose. But dementia is more to do with a karmic debt, maybe harming someone in another incarnation, physical head injury, another incarnation, and they lost their memory. And you come into this matrix and you end up going through the same experience, or you went through that experience in the 100% free will and you forgave the person and you come back and you take on the person's debt of dementia. There's so many different reasons. But if you have a purpose, you cannot be lonely. With the pen, verify that. If you have a purpose, can you be lonely? The answer is no. Okay? The answer is no. And again, we keep going back to the universe balance, total balance at all times. Again, this is true, absolutely true. And you cannot have free will if the universe has to be in total balance. It's not possible. And you can check that with the pendulum later on. You don't need to do this now. You can do it on a collective summary basis. And it is true because of what I just said. Again, we cannot have free will. We cannot have free will. Now, here's another kicker to 100% free will. People were not born with allergies related to genes. Allergy. They were not born with that. They were not born with allergies. They didn't have that. And no one was born that was predisposed to allergies, cancer, and different diseases in the 100% free will. It wasn't true. They didn't have it. And in the 100% free will, no one got vaccines. Vaccines did not exist. But however, in the Matrix, vaccines do exist, and vaccines are given on somewhat, of course, to protect. Vaccines has helped a lot of people. I'm not saying that it's not necessary. You know, I mean, with me, I took three COVID vaccine shots. I took three. And then the father told me if I did not take them, I would have died of COVID. With the pendulum, verify that. Is that true? Yeah. So I'm not here being anti-vaccine or whatever. The whole situation in the Matrix, like I said, everything is special to the person. It's very unique. We just can't paint everyone with the same brush. We just can't do it. It would not be correct. And the program would not be like that. So I'm trying to make you understand that a lot of what is going on in the Matrix is a result of the 100% free will. So if you came into this incarnation with allergies, genetic diseases and all that, it's all connected to the 100% free will. Do with the spiritual debt, whatever that debt is. And it may not be your own debt, it may be someone else's debt. And there's another special debt that people take on from the 100% free will is where you accept sins of the forefathers in religion. So if you do accept that in the 100% free will, then you come into the matrix here. It's very easily for you to take on the debt of your ancestors because of that belief, and that's a false belief. So I'm just trying to make you understand the importance of learning what we're talking about now so that you can empower yourself. You can empower yourself and empower your loved ones to know this truth so that you can make better choices, better choices. It's very important. I'm looking forward to, I've just been given a sign. I gotta wrap up here. Okay, I know. I feel like I gotta wrap up. Anyways, the scientific community, which I love and respect, with this sun development, with the Christ 100%, there's going to be a lot of breakthroughs in science in the future. It's going to be beautiful. The universities worldwide are going to be given the opportunity to receive information. Those who are genuinely good people and that have good intent, they're going to get some major breakthroughs. And also we're going to see that the planet Earth is going to start to produce a lot more crude oil. This is a big thing. And what's going to also happen is that there's going to be less dependency over time on the electric car vehicle. There's going to be another technology that will help to replace that, but we will also create technologies that will support crude oil because of this new change with the sun. The sun is required, plays a very important role in the Earth manufacturing crude oil, and so this is going to be fantastic. Of course, it's going to take years to do it. But it's going to be very good. And keeping in mind, again, no religion has the authority to say that they are the only true religion. Always remember that. Don't forget about that, because that's a truthful statement. And I'm hoping that we can get different religions, religious leaders together, and to basically work the common ground out. And also, there's something else that I learned. And that we're just talking about coffee, drinking cow's milk and all that. I've got an allergy to cow's milk. And the father doesn't really want me to take anything from the cow. I can take butter, but, I did love my milk. And so I'm not doing that. Then I started talking about alternative milks. And I discerned that the almond milk and oat milk is not chemistry compatible with coffee. And so with the penum, verify that. Is it true that almond milk and oat milk is not chemistry compatible with coffee? Is that true? Yes. And so is it also true that if someone is taking this on a regular basis, either the almond milk or the oat milk with coffee, will it eventually lead to heart disease, environmental heart disease? Is that true? So your pendulum should be spinning like crazy. So these are the sort of things also I'm going to be, every time I do a broadcast, I'm going to try my best to give you some food tips. But so stay away from mixing the almond milk or oat milk with coffee. And you may just have to bite the bullet and just have it black. And that's what everyone's saying. Brian, just have it black. Just have it black. Okay, I may try it, but I don't know if I'm going to be successful. Because I have a very unique palate. And my palate is it's not really fond of black coffee. And so anyways, and also there's another issue. Tandoori chicken, the spices, the chemistry of tandoori mixed with chicken, just for the Indian people, it's very interesting that if the Indian people eat this on a regular basis, it can lead to blood clots. So with the pendulum, verify that. Is that true? the people from India, if they on a regular basis has a lot of tandoori chicken over time, through the years, whatever, is it possible? Can it lead just that alone, that act alone, can it lead to a blood clot or blood clots? And your pendulum should be spinning very, very, very fast. So that's what I learned. So I'm going to just ask the father if there's anything else I need to do. Let me see here. And again, those I haven't forgotten about you. Once I'm told to get together with certain people, I will do it. But right now, I've got to do certain things. Something terrible happened to me in the 100% free will on this particular day, which I don't want to talk about. I end up in hospital for a very long time. I have to make certain changes so in the matrix, so this doesn't happen to me. And so it's going to take me about 2 weeks to deal with this issue, past the 21st. So if you just got to be patient with me, I'm not going to be able to just make myself available for this one particular issue. I have to get this resolved, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be okay. And this is what's been written for me to do, and I have to do it. Otherwise, I'm going to be in big trouble, and I don't want the same thing to repeat itself. And so that's why I got to do this. So let me just verify. Okay, he says it's 100% truthful. He doesn't want anything to be edited, even my cough. Maybe that'd be in the museum down the road. Here, listen to Brian's cough. But leave everything in. I'm not worried about it. I want people to accept me for who I am. I don't want someone to create technology to make me sound different or like a different person. I'm not interested in that. This is the real who I am. You're listening to who I am. This is when you meet me in person, this is how I sound. Okay, so thank you very much, Father. Thank you. He says it's 100% truthful. It's 100% MC squared. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. And all of you, if you feel you need to do something to come and see me to get out of purgatory, it's going to come to you. You can call my office, okay? And if I don't get back to you right away, or I don't see you before the new year, don't panic. I'll probably have to postpone it till into the new year, okay? But if I'm supposed to help you, I'm going to the best of my ability, I'm going to help you. I love you all, and I think we're going to do another broadcast next week, okay? So you guys, gals, everybody, take care. Bye-bye.
I see the rain. Does an angel contemplate my fate? Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I've been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, instead. Well, when I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know I'll always be blessed with love. And as the feeling grows, she breathes flesh to my bones. But when love is dead, save me.